Looking for work, better pay, better work environment? We can help. Call Kelly Jobs today at 502-425-7131 to speak with a recruiter today. Score a better job with us. Call 502-425-7131 or visit kellyjobs.com. That's kellyjobs.com.
UPS is hiring Daysort warehouse workers in our Louisville, Kentucky hub. Our warehouses are team settings where everyone truly has each other's backs, and we work together to deliver what matters to customers and communities. We're paying $20 an hour and offer great benefits, including up to $25,000 in tuition assistance. Eligibility begins the day you're hired. Shift your future, shift your team, shift your life. Visit upsjobs.com to apply. That's upsjobs.com. Make the shift, make a difference.
First hour brought to you by Steve Rummage. Second hour brought to you by Marcus Maven. Welcome back. Midday to Marcus Maven. As always, 8150-939 is the number. 3131-939 is this text line. A lot of spirited conversation. I think the fans can lead the direction of the conversation because here's the thing. I enjoyed Saturday. I did not think I was going to enjoy the James Madison game. I painted James Madison as one of those can't wins.
Yeah. I know what you mean.
When you see the name James Madison, you say, I don't care. If you don't, if you blow him out, it was James Madison. If you lose, oh my God, you lost to James Madison. Mm-hmm. When I saw James Madison out there playing, mm-hmm. I said, okay, this is a game. This is a game. They look the part. They feel the part. That's a team. I almost want to retroactively apologize to Rocco Gasparo for gassing up the James Madison game in the offseason.
I know.
He tried to prepare us for that.
Well, to be fair, though, I think we were expecting, like,
to be fair.
Yeah, I was like, well, you know, it'll be 8-1. So, you know, I was like,
yes, that's a good point. We did expect to have a dominant record when James Madison came to town, which I wouldn't have been respected. I wouldn't have been very respectful of James Madison.
Sure.
Let me take a second to remind everybody that temperature control is and always will be one of the most valuable resources one could have. And if you agree with that sentiment, then DFH Company is most certainly the company for you. Simply dial 968-6222 or look them up online at dfhcompany.com. Make sure you inquire about the Mitsubishi Mini Split, like the one we use here at the 93.9 Studios, for that hard to heat, hard to cool room in your home. Again, 968-6222. Or look them up online at dfhcompany.com.
Also, thanks to the Melt 502 team for bringing by lunch. I'll stop the world and melt with you.
You've seen the difference, and it's getting better all the time. You're playing.
Thank you. Come try the new hot brown egg roll. Tons of other awesome gourmet sandwiches at Melt 502, located in the heart of Fern Creek behind Moby Dick at 6318 Bargetown Road. Mention ESPN Louisville for 10% off your next order. Be sure to sign up for their Indoor Cornhole League. Starts Tuesday, November 17th. Sign up this week and get a free bucket of beer. Wow. Order online at melt502.com.
That's awesome.
It's pretty good.
That sounds really fun.
Love those cornhole prodigy children are intimidating.
Yeah, they're insane.
They're intimidating, aren't they?
Yeah.
Yeah, when you see those kid prodigies, you're like, okay, get out of the game now.
Yeah, it's next level type stuff, man, when you start dealing with that. Okay, let me ask you. I brought it up in the first hour. What do we do with this? We're 6-3. We've seen a massive change in a team. They look like they're dominating teams in up front on both sides of the ball right now.
Mm-hmm.
So what do we do? Do you let it play out? See what happens? Because things can change. I mean, yes, hypothetically, you could go win the last three games. Hypothetically, you could go get beat. And beat bad in two of the three or something. I asked Nick this question earlier, though. Do do you think it's more likely you get blown off the field in one game or win two of the three? And I think majority of people right now would say, well, it's probably more likely you win two of the three than you just get busted in one of the games. I'm not talking somebody punches one in at the last second to make it a 13, 14-point game. Mm-hmm. I'm saying, like, you know, you're like, God, they just got killed. Somebody said earlier on the text line, they were like, well, you know, I mean, who cares? Nobody wants him outside of here. Well, let him beat Clemson. Let him beat NC State. Let him beat Kentucky. Let him finish 8 wins. Go win a bowl game, 9 wins. Do you go ahead and call for some kind of extension here?
Pay me my money.
Well, I'm sure my people will be.
In cash.
Satterfield is going to go down in history as the most undefined coach. Like, as for as long as he's ever going to be here.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thus far, the most unpredictable, undefinable coach you've ever seen.
Oh, yeah.
Because
I would agree with that.
He literally finds the most irritating, or put it this way, he's a nightmare to the media because he doesn't allow you to lock in on any narrative.
Mm-hmm.
Rebuild, you come out and look like that against Notre Dame. You know, you have these guys, you know, hey, top, hey, we have the ability to be a top 20 defense this year.
Mm.
4 games into the season, I want to kill him. 8 games into the season, it's top 10 defense.
Mm-hmm.
Everything you've made difficult for me, including extension conversation,
mm-hmm.
including everything.
Yeah.
So the question you're asking is, okay, the crappy answer is, I wouldn't dare have this conversation in the middle of a turnaround.
Mm-hmm.
I'd almost be scared to jinx everything.
Sure.
Big turnaround, you're 6-3. You 6-3. With a if you look at spreads, they're gonna be close.
Yeah. Absolutely.
So being 6-3 and knowing your last couple of games, your spread is going to have you with
you
a great.
You might be favored in two of the three.
That's what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. Like off season, 6-3. You know, hey,
maybe you just have a conversation with him that maybe there's some talks to be had at the end of the year. I mean, I don't know. Or do you just let it ride?
Let it ride.
Yeah,
yeah. And that sucks for a media person because this is like extension talk. Gives you hours and hours of radio content.
Mm.
Should we? Shouldn't we? It's divisive enough.
Oh yeah,
to get the callers in.
Well, because that's something I wanted to bring up. You look around that stadium. There's still a disconnect there. I mean, there's still some kind of disconnect where fan coach, where it's like fans don't necessarily like. They don't like the constant, well, I mean,
he, PR guy, go talk to Coach Sat.
Or do it that way and force them. I mean, you can force them, you know. You can force them. Like, you can go win the next three, you know. You can, but you can't tell me when somebody's like, oh, winning will cure that. We just beat a top 10 team like a drum last week. And there wasn't a overhaul of people there
mm-hmm.
on Saturday. It was a good crowd, though, I will say. Good environment. I enjoyed it. And it was better than I thought it would be when I got there. Mm-hmm. I got there about 5 o'clock, and I was like, oh, boy. We park in the garage down by McDonald's on Floyd.
Yep.
I've told that story many times. I just enjoy my walk. Well, my wife was with me and her cousin, and they were like, is there anybody here?
This is the first game they've been to?
This year. I mean, my wife, this year. I mean, she's been to games, but she was like, ooh, we were walking down, there's nobody there. Yeah, crowd might be bad. It's like, it might be real bad. It was better than I thought it was going to be. I will say that.
In game, like when...
Well, I mean, even just by mere number, I mean, when I first got there, I was like, this is going to be a bad crowd. Mm-hmm. And people, I think, waited to the last minute a little bit. And fair enough. So it ended up being okay, but... I mean, but my whole point with that is there is still some disconnect there between.
Is that a disconnect between Satterfield and the crowd?
I think so.
Style of play?
No, I think it's coach.
Or is it names?
No, I mean, maybe.
Wake Forest is a crappy name, Steve.
Yeah, but I mean.
I don't care they're top 10. They're a crappy name. This is still Louisville fan base. It's still Louisville DNA.
I mean.
Louisville DNA does not like I said, it could be a bum. It could be a bum. Arkansas team. We're going to that game.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, I mean, like, it could I'm be. Trying to
that
just.
Could be. I mean, Florida trying, State. I mean, to your point, I guess Florida State is probably the biggest crowd.
I don't care when Florida State's 5-5.
Yeah.
You bring in Florida State. Well, the luster of Florida State's a little off, but you get the point. Like, yeah. I'm trying to say, are we still more in love with the names with the Louisville chip on our shoulder?
I mean, Texter agrees with you. They're like, if the opponent would have been Kentucky or Clemson, I mean, Kentucky, you got to kind of.
Like, yeah, you can't do it.
But
we love names.
They're saying the same thing. I mean, yeah, okay, that's fair. That's fair.
But is it a mixture? We love names, and I'm mad at you.
Yeah.
Jason, thanks for joining us on 93.9. Fire away, my man.
Hey, good talking to y'all again. Thanks for taking the call. I heard y'all talking about the disconnect, and I know my disconnect with the coach is I don't trust him to stay. I can see him leaving the first good job or, you know, in line job coming along. And I think a lot of people feel that way. And I think it is affecting the stadium. I'm not going this year because of that. I gave my tickets up. I know I can get them back next year, but you know, what's your all's thought on that?
Yeah. I mean, listen, I appreciate the call. And that
I scoffed at that, Steve. This is for Jason. I scoffed at Steve saying, I don't know, Marcus. Fans are a little more irritated than, you know, than you're giving credit for. In hindsight, you might have been right. Like,
Yeah, looking back.
There's a, I thought fans were a little more mature than that. And you're like, no, Marcus, they're emotional. Mm. South Carolina thing is, you know, like, you kind of, okay, I expected the basketball fan to be in the football mindset because it's like in the basketball world, it's like, yes, every single year, if you have a good year, every name is going to be rumored. Absolutely. Every agent is going to get, you know.
But you know your coach in basketball, though, is not going nowhere. You don't leave Louisville to go to another college.
Right, right. So yeah. I was kind of putting the basketball fan into the football fan body where it's like, no, dude. If you're going to leave us for South Carolina, there's no telling who you're going to leave us for.
Well, I mean, like, for instance, I mean, you do believe, and this is where my extension talk comes in. There's a lot of talk. Texter said it, too. I mean, there's a lot of talk, like, that Mac Brown's going to probably be done either this year or next year.
Mm-hmm.
And if Carolina comes calling, you think he's going to say no? I mean... Do you feel comfortable? Do you feel confident right now? If North Carolina calls Coach Satterfield, he's not out of here?
For the same amount of money,
yeah,
a 50-50 split, us or Carolina.
Yeah. I mean, do you think he's going to stay? I can't say I do.
Is he going to take Ruben Owens with him?
No.
Alex, thanks for joining us on 93.9. Fire away.
Hey, what's up, guys? We're talking about names. I don't think it's the coach name. I think it's like the name of the play. I think we've had Teddy, you know, and we've had Lamar. I mean, even when we had Brian Brohm, you know, like we had a flashy like quarterback that could just bomb it down the field. And I think Malik kind of, not saying that he definitely made some fantastic passes on Saturday, but I just think Malik has, like, we love to see quarterbacks. We look at quarterbacks as like a spectacle. Like, we love to see a good quarterback. And I just think because Malik hasn't really fit that mold this year, I really think it's caused people to be like, well, you know, I'll watch it on TV because I don't know what Malik's going to do, you know, or something of that nature. That's how I personally feel, because I really do think we, like, if we have a better – I don't know. I'm up and down a little. But I'm definitely waited out. I definitely am waited out. But, like, the last game when we won, we beat Wake Forest.
Right.
I don't think Malik played fantastic. I think the defense just did so dang good that, you know, Malik could be at average. I think he threw like 150 yards and maybe a touchdown. I think with that play, he played well enough for us to win. I think he played a lot better this Saturday. But I really do think it's like we love to see a good quarterback. We love to see that. And I think when it's not that, it's like, well, I don't know how this guy's going to be. I'll just watch it from home, you know. But thank you, guys. I'll listen.
Appreciate the call, Alex. There's definitely something to style of play and trust in your quarterback. You know, yeah.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, I get that.
Sure.
We'll keep it rolling along. Phone lines are, a lot of people want to get in here. David, thanks for joining 93.9. What's on your mind?
Yeah, just want to kind of call shenanigans on two callers ago. If he says he can't trust Satterfield because he's worried he's going to leave, well, then he must never come to Louisville football games, because all of our coaches have had the risk of leaving. All of them have. So that's just ridiculous. And I don't understand where the mentality is. I'm a diehard Louisville football fan. I love defense. I'm more of a defensive guy. But how can you – if you can sit through games like the 2018 season, how you couldn't come and show up for the games this season with a – this has been a great schedule. And I do agree about Wake Forest not being a name. Mm-hmm. It really isn't a name. And I will say, I had my nephews with me at that game, and they wanted to go down on the field, and I was kind of like, yeah, I'm not going on the field for Wake Forest. I'm not doing it. But anyway, just again, I don't understand why we can't get back on board with Satterfield. I'm not to the point where I think we go ahead and extend him. Mm-hmm. I do want to see how the rest of the season plays out, but he has earned quite a bit back from even where I was. And I'm a diehard fan. I wanted him to succeed. But after that Boston College game, I was starting to wonder, but he's back on board. His job is safe, without a doubt. We'll see how the rest of the season goes and see if we extend him after that. But anyways, as always, go Cards.
Yeah, appreciate it, man.
Appreciate the call. And I will say this. The extension conversation is not as risky as it used to be.
No.
You know, now with transfer, NIL, you know, it's like you worried about getting locked in these long yes. deals before, but it's like you don't have to now. You know, like Liberty is awesome now. You know, like,
yeah, yeah.
James Madison, like, you know, okay, the conversation isn't as risky as it used to be.
No, and I do agree with you. I mean, I think if I had a pie chart, I mean, I would say maybe crowds are affected more by the names mm-hmm. of what's happening. Yeah,
you can't tell me, like, with this record, if like I said, if the other team name was Nebraska mm-hmm. instead of James Madison. Mm-hmm. I'm going to see Louisville, Nebraska.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm just going.
Yeah.
You know, like, I could find an excuse. It might rain for James Madison.
Mm-hmm.
I could find an excuse, but just to see my team matched up. Oh, those uniforms look good.
Oh, they looked amazing. Now, I will say on the other side, let me fight this on the other side, though, if I'm just playing devil's advocate. I do agree with the caller who said, like, you do understand kind of where you're at in the pecking order. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you don't get a former player, Ragon, Braum, yeah. somebody like that, or I think Bobby the second time he came back,
yep.
you probably aren't. You're not at a point where you can just fight off bigger and better teams,
yep.
you know. But when the coach has already kind of shown you, he was ready to take the first boat out of here.
Yeah,
like he was gone. You know, so I do think that there's a little bit of that too. But I understand what the caller said
yeah,
too.
It's like, okay, I know you're gonna leave, but don't leave with the first.
Yeah, yeah, like
don't the first thing you see don't. Entertain it like
but yeah
that.
I mean at Louisville I mean say Satterfield left, we hired Hugh Freeze, you know, he was good this weekend, Liberty, you know, so yep. you hired him, yeah, you don't feel, I mean, who outside of Jeff Brohm do you feel like, oh, well, they're gonna come here and just stay?
Bobby.
Yeah.
Harold, thanks for joining us on 93.9. Fire away.
I was just calling because I feel like Wake Forest as a name, with Louisville beating them, not getting any like sort of also top 10,
mm-hmm.
I feel like that has an effect on it too, right? You know, if it was Florida State that we beat, if it was Clemson that we beat, we're right there. But because it was Wake Forest, mm-hmm. you know, and we had some tough losses early on that don't help at all, right? But still, I think Wake Forest's name has something to do with that too. Orange Bowl comes to mind, right? Of course. Nobody cared about the Orange Bowl because it was Wake Forest. We were all let down. So Wake Forest will always let us in, period.
Fair. Yeah, I appreciate the call. Yeah, like every bowl season we've been in, everybody knows you want the name. There's nothing more deflating than seeing Air Force on your bowl.
I know.
Armed Force. No. I don't care if they're 11-1. I don't care. I don't want Boise State.
Yeah.
I wait for the bowl games to get these awkward matchups against mid-tier SEC programs.
Yeah.
Or I want USC. I want UCLA. I want Oklahoma. You know.
Oh, yeah.
Whoever's outside of, like, just outside of the top tier.
Oh, sure.
Of the big-time Power Fives. That's who I want. I do not want names like this. Period.
Yeah.
As a fan. Let's keep it rolling along. Anthony, thanks for joining us on 93.9. What's on your mind?
Hey, what's up, Marcus? How you doing, brother?
Good,
I just
good.
Wanted to give you guys a call. You know, I just think I've been going to these Louisville games for a long time now, man. And I think that as being a Louisville fan, you know, we always have these, you know, high moments. We do well. You know, I saw this picture on Twitter the other day. It had basically like a Venn diagram of a circle. You know, Louisville fans, you know, we get hyped for the games, and I think, you know, we get let down a lot, and that's happened, you know, a lot during the Satterfield era. So I think that might have had a little bit to do with it, you know, for that Wake Forest game. You know, but us being on this, you know, win streak, if we, you know, can pull it out during Clemson game, and I hope, you know, the fans do show up, because I know it means a lot to the guys, and, you know, it really does affect the game. So hopefully we go out and get a win and, you know, keep the season rolling and keep it on a positive note. So I'll sit back and let you guys go.
Yeah, appreciate it, man.
I'll tell you what, I don't like the we always get let down attitude. I understand what you're saying, Anthony, but I'll say this. You can't hold a team hostage to
yeah, I do agree with
they
that.
Always let me down. Because here's the thing, Steve.
Man, and he really did say in his apology, I didn't realize y'all were so insecure. It's just a bad apology, man.
Listen,
it was the worst apology
sweetheart.
I've ever heard.
I'm sorry that you're so insecure about my flirting. but Steve, I'll say this about the they always eventually let us down.
Yeah.
Okay, in the two big sports, right? And I'm being snarky. In your big sports, basketball and football. How many people won the championship last year in the two big sports?
Two.
Yeah. Two people won the championship. Yeah. That means in every fan who says, I don't like something.
Well, imagine being Auburn. I mean, somebody like that. God bless. It would be like being Jesus's brother. I mean, we don't like being Kentucky's rival. Like, God, can you imagine being Auburn with Bama?
Fan, you're going to be let down.
Auburn wins 10 games. They're like, we suck. We suck.
Listen, we run our coaches for 9-win seasons. Mm-hmm. We fire coaches with 9-win seasons.
Yeah.
So, guy that says, I've been hurt before, it's like, hey, I got news for you. Mm-hmm. You're going to be hurt over and over and over and over again. Like, deal with it. It's going
to
hurt.
But if we believe, I don't have to like you.
Who we got up next?
Nikki, Wayne,
fire away, my man.
Good morning, Marcus and Steve. How you guys doing today?
Good morning, Wayne.
Good. Yeah, man, I got a message for you, Marcus, from Jamel. You know who Jamel is?
Who?
Jamel.
You know Jamel?
You don't know? From 502.
Oh,
I was there Saturday.
Okay, fire away.
Thank you very much. I said, when I call Monday, I certainly will tell him.
That's
man,
awesome.
It was too good. I mean that.
Yeah, it's great food. Absolutely.
Very good. Very good. And it was a good win Saturday for the fellas, and they just got to keep on rolling. And I looked at the top 25 or 26. They done beat two in the top 25, so they should get quite a bit more consideration. But that's okay. They don't really mean nothing. But you just go ahead and do what you got to do. And what was so pleasing Saturday was Bama going down. So they out.
Mm-hmm.
They out. But you can believe the talking heads, they'll be trying to politic for them to get in. You can believe that. And that's why I'm glad that they finally going to come up with the playoff, that you know, the
right,
top 12 or whatever.
Playoff, yeah.
They should have already had that in place. And it's written, no, you know, well, we can't do it. Like, you can do anything you want to do. You know, don't tell me what you can't do.
Right.
And then on the basketball front, we got to say, I told a buddy, man, he called me, he was mad. I said, you got a new coach, new system. Give it time. They'll do what they need to do. We just have to, like, Val Vano always said, let the cake bake. But they got talent on the team, but it's going to be some iffy moments. But you, if you know, if you're a true fan, you just got to roll with the punches and see what happens. But as always, Marcus, Steve, and Nikki B in the booth, I appreciate you guys. And if we stay at the end of the day, go Cards. Thanks, guys.
Appreciate the call, Wayne. Rolling along real quick. Jackson, fire away, my man.
Thanks for taking my call. I think one of the issues we're seeing, and I'm going to be the first to say this, you know, I've been critical at times of the team, but I love the fact that they are rebounding, they're attacking on defense, getting better on offense. I mean, there's some gaps, but I think the issue is with our fan base is fan base likes to be entertained. I mean, whether it's offensively, because we're used to that with Bobby and some of the other teams we had, or with Charlie on the defensive side, or whether just the personalities. You know, when John L. Smith coached, I mean, we could have had the same record with John L. Smith, and you guarantee you those people would still be out there because he's connected to the fan base. And I think a lot of things, Satterfield just doesn't, his personality doesn't lend itself to connect right now. And maybe if he had an assistant coach kind of like Samford, you know, get on the train, maybe if he had someone in his camp who connected with the fans, maybe it would help, you know, pull everybody back in. And I think that's kind of the issue I'm seeing because they're playing with more passion. They're playing aggressive. Sure, we had the woulda, coulda, shoulda, because we all know we shouldn't have lost to Florida State. We shouldn't have lost to Boston College. That's water under the bridge. We just got to move forward. But I don't know. I just think it's just a disconnect personality-wise where we can grab on to something or someone.
Well, Jackson, I appreciate the call. I'll say this. The one thing you don't want him to be is fake.
Yeah,
it'll
I agree
kill
with that.
You. If he has a fake moment, that'll destroy you more than
I
us
totally
learning agree. To love each other.
Yeah, if that's who you are, be who you are.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, and make be who you are, win, and make us love it. Plumber Chuck, fire away, my man. Plumber Chuck.
What's going on, fellas?
What's up? It's on you.
I'm glad we won on Saturday. The thing is, y'all talking about, well, I heard people talking about attendance. The bigger games the people go to, these smaller games, like on Saturday, I'll give you a prime example. People had tickets for sale. They had two seats for sale for $110. I don't think a lot of people are going to pay $110 to go watch James Madison. Now, if that was Florida State or a big name, yes. But in my opinion, they're not going to pay that for a seat. They just, you know, like I said on Ennis's show, I'm in, but I want to see them beat Kentucky and Clemson. I've got to see that Kentucky win, and I think he'll be good to go if he beats Kentucky. If he loses to Kentucky, I think he's still iffy. So I'll hang up. I'll listen, guys. I'll talk to you later.
Appreciate the call. And honestly, in the it's not Satterfield's fault department, I had a Heisman Trophy winner on my campus, right? And on a regular game like this, I had to call out media who would show up 15 minutes before the game, take a picture, and say, oh, you got the Heisman Trophy winner, and there's no fans here. So I had to deal with that. So, yes, I know, even with the Heisman Trophy winner, a crappy game or a crappy name.
Well, and like, I feel Plumber Chuck, but you get a ticket for $8 this week. Like, they were selling $8 tickets. Don't buy the $110 tickets.
It's
buy
a flash sale.
Buy the $8 tickets.
And just move down there like just you're not supposed down. To.
Yeah.
Like, that's illegal, Steve.
They don't care.
Quick commercial break. Last commercial.
Bang. Who in here trying to start a fight?
Welcome back. Welcome back. It's Midday with Marcus Maven. 8150 939 is the number. 939 is the station. I'll never forgive the University of Louisville for not taking that $1 million idea and running with it.
Is it too late? I mean, it's not too late.
It's too late. It's too late. Who in here is trying to start a riot was a $1 billion idea that Louisville dropped the ball. And I blame myself for not having enough influence on the population to not make that happen. Speaking of other $1 million ideas, or you can save $1 million by keeping this in mind. Special thanks and welcome to the team. Kentuckiana Pump Sales. Every home, business, or municipality relies on the movement of the pumps they provide. Your water, your sewage, it is the infrastructure of every building. When you have to make this call, and hopefully you don't have to make this call, but if you do, Kentuckiana Pump Sales for your water circulation, your sewage, keep them in mind. Over 35 years of experience right over in Jeffersonville, Indiana. Harold and Mark will find out exactly what you need. All types of pump, utilities, sump, effluent, grinder, sewage. 3303 Industrial Parkway, Jeffersonville, Indiana. Or you can give them a call at 812-725-9217. Again, KentuckianaPumps.com. Kentuckiana Pump Sales, thank you, thank you, thank you. They're your first responders. When you have any kind of sewage issues, you know it, I know it. Again, $1 million idea, Kentuckiana Pump Sales. So, Steve.
Absolutely.
Take a deep breath after the weekend. What's your snapshot moment?
Oh, man. Probably Tyon Evans' run. Probably Tyon Evans to the house, 70-some yards. I mean, he is, he's the type, man. If you turned on a Louisville game and you're just national and you were like, let me.
Hey, Nikki, can you go grab a double cheeseburger, please? Sorry, Steve.
It was one of those things where you see him, and if you don't watch Louisville, you're like, man,
they got one of those
an animal. Yeah. So, you know, I think for me that was probably it of the weekend.
Man, I want to. There was a Jahar Jordan run. He just knew he was down.
Mm-hmm.
Spin stays on his feet. Pushes about 7 yards.
Yeah.
See, their attitude is different.
Yeah.
Their attitude is totally different. They really match the intensity.
Absolutely.
Malik stepping up for that T. Huddy touchdown where he drags the guy.
That's probably right there.
I
right
thought that was big. That was big growth.
That's as good of a throw as he's ever made, I think.
And what do you think about this idea? Every time you win and you don't remember Malik, it's a better win.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, because you feel like that it gives you more confidence in coach. I mean, I think for me, because it feels like it's more of a complete win. It doesn't feel like, well, you won that game because Malik just kind of ran up, you know, ran all over, whatever. You know, it's like, you know, did we do anything great there? I don't know, but Malik ran all over everybody, you know.
Okay, so.
Like he should have been sacked 5 times and got away.
I don't like those.
Yeah, I don't like that, but that's not how I feel. I mean, that's what I was saying in the first hour. I mean, when he makes throws like that, you start to say, you know, what's Coach Satterfield offense team going to look like when he's got somebody that makes those throws consistently?
You can't stop yourself from thinking about that, can you?
No. No, like, I think he can do some damage in that.
Do some damage as far as
with a guy who can make those throws, can do that, yeah.
Are you going to feel like, because the caller said it earlier, like names, are you never going to feel like the individual player is going to stand out?
I mean, maybe.
Thanks.
Yeah.
The closest thing.
I have no idea what that is, but it doesn't matter.
Philly.
We'll just go with it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so after 2 hours of conversation with Satterfield, do you feel like you came to any conclusions as far as what you want to see? Because, I mean, Malik News.
I mean, I like when my head coach is paid, you know. So, I mean, listen, if we want to give him a raise, whether it be now or at the end of the year, I don't mind that at all. I don't mind. Go ahead, hit him with a raise and go from there. I mean, because I don't mind with my coach. I like my coach being – because here's the thing. It makes the job valuable to the next coach too. You know, it makes the job valuable if you say, yeah, Coach Satterfield's a top 10 paid coach. Like, that makes the job more valuable. I'm okay with that. Like, that doesn't bother me at all.
God, do you still have any PTSD?
No. Of what? I mean, like him leaving?
No. Of early season Satterfield.
It's going away. There's a little bit this weekend. I'm like, because I'm gaining. I mean, now you hear Bo Collins is going to be out on. I mean, that's probably Clemson's best receiver. Tore us up last year. He's a Bosco kid. Maybe he wants to leave Clemson. Be fun. But
transfer.
Yeah, I'm kidding. I don't know why he would want to. He's probably their best receiver. He's probably going to go to the NFL.
But this is Louisville.
Yeah, all right, fair enough.
We should be able to get any
transfer. Yeah, any transfer, I know. But, like, him.
What about the transfers that
He's out, by the way.
What about the transfers that went away from Louisville?
Yeah, I mean, they're not.
Are they kicking themselves?
Yes, probably every single one of them. They're literally not one of them. I mean, Greedy Vance had a pick this weekend.
For Florida State?
Yeah, I mean, there were some people saw Jordan Watkins around the game.
What do you mean?
Because I think Ole Miss was off. So he's back up here checking it out.
Would you take Jordan Watkins back?
I mean, yeah.
I'll take anybody.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I mean, Tyler Harrell's not really doing anything at Bama. I mean, I don't know. I can't even think. I don't know what Connie Walker's doing at Oklahoma.
Tyler Harrell. But he is wearing Alabama, though.
Oh, yeah. I mean, cool. He would have been one of the better receivers in the ACC this year. Like,
he would have been one of the best ACC receivers.
Yeah.
Let me take the phone call real quick. Anthony, thanks for joining us on 93.9. Fire away.
Hey, I hear y'all talking about paying Scott Satterfield. I mean, I like to have my coach too, but I just think it's too early to start thinking about that. I mean, it's only been, what, 4 games in a row. I mean, I'm definitely excited about it, but we could easily finish the season 6-6 and lose all this momentum that we had. So I wouldn't jump the gun and try to pay him immediately right now. I'd at least wait till the end of the season, at the very least, to see how it all turns out. Definitely love how it's going right now.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think I'm like 70% in the pay him, you know, just not yet, though.
No, that's fair. Yeah, absolutely, absolutely, man.
Yeah, no, you're right, Anthony. I appreciate the call. Like, yeah, I wouldn't pull the trigger on anything, and I don't want to interrupt the season with that kind of conversation.
Yeah. I think it's more for me. Like, is it a situation where, how confident are you in him in the last 3 games? Because if you are, like, for instance, when Tom Jurich believed in Coach Strong.
Yeah.
He did that, and he did it to say, "Hey, I believe at the end of the year, some people are going to be coming for you."
Yeah,
and I'm gonna announce my loyalty now.
Yeah, how much is your fear of, I want to gain the coach's trust in us?
Yeah, I mean, so do you believe that he's going to win 2 of the last 3? You know, I mean, it depends. Maybe you go ahead. I'm just saying that maybe you go ahead and pull the trigger on that or something, but. Again, I think the right answer is probably just wait till the end of the year.
Oh, yeah.
But let's keep it rolling. Let's make it a conversation.
It's a good win.
Yeah, let's make it a conversation.
The program's feeling good.
Beat Clemson, I'm like extending.
IARP has the program new life.
Yeah.
For all sports. Because the IARP hanging over made us all feel under the thumb.
Yep.
Rolling along with Days of Marcus Maven. Well, not rolling along. See you tomorrow. Middays with Marcus Maven on 93.9 The Ville.
Tired of eating the same homemade meals over and over again? Want to switch it up? LocallyOwnedDelivery.com safely brings the restaurants to you. Breakfast, lunch, or dinner, they'll bring it to you. Delivery.com delivers some of the finest restaurants in Metro Louisville. Miss going out to eat but still want to support your favorite restaurants? Delivery.com has got you covered. Use promo code ORDERNOW for $10 off your next order. Sit back, relax. Your meal's on its way. Delivery.com. We bring the restaurants to you.
Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.